Message is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And the key verse, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8b. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the world. Live as children of light. So let's read together the key verse. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. The title of today's message is The Light of God. I'd like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to everyone. We are blessed to see Mrs. Green come here after a long absence. And some of us have some sickness. And then now we have seen some of you here. Praise God for that. Today, the title is The Light of the World. To say of the light, what is the purpose? To look shine. We have a responsibility that God has given us. I've been chosen to be a pastor. My purpose is to talk about the word of the Lord to the congregation. We have different responsibility, and everything is very important before the Lord. And so we have to fulfill our responsibility before. In July 1982, there's a person named Stephen Himmelfarb. He's the owner of a fisherman ward in Kensington, Maryland. He was sentenced to 12 months of house arrest because he selling the rockfish that is larger than what the regulations allows. And so because of this violation, he was sentenced to house arrest. And many officers of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources examined the evidence of human foul, and he had sold more than 40 rockfish that larger than the regulations. And the rockfish must be under 80 inches. But this is a regulation, so because any larger fish is used for continue to have his natural resources. And he said that he did not know the rules. That's why. But the judge continued to sentence him to 12 months of house arrest because of this violation. To know about the law is a responsibility of the citizens. The responsibility of the Christian. Christian must know about God's law. Today, we are the light of the light. As Ephesians chapter 8, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. So we have to live as children of light. We have been chosen to be the light of God in the world. And we cannot say that, Lord, I did not know that's my responsibility. And now we learn about His word in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. We are taught some lessons in our life. We have given a role. We are given a responsibility. And the third point is we are given a purpose. Let's pray for guidance as we are studying His word this morning. We are thankful, Lord, and you gather us here to worship you this morning. We have met many acquaintances that our hearts are happy for them. We thank you for this opportunity that we gather to worship you. We pray for those who are traveling. Pray for those who are worshiping through live stream. Wherever we are, may our heart to turn to you and to may your word to give us the light, to guide us so that we know our responsibility because you said that we are the light of the world so that we shine your light into this darkness. May our life to be a light of the world in you. May the Holy Spirit lead us in wisdom. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. The first point is that God give us each a role when we say that we are the light of the world. Verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. God affirmed that each one of us, we are put in the world to become the light of the world. Then only not a few, not just the pastor, not just the governing board, not just some intelligent person or any skill, but everyone are the light of the world of God. We are the light of the world. Each one of us has been used. Maybe the world, the way we work, the environment that we work in is so different, but the value of each of us is the same. And so when we are said, we are the light of the world, this is a privilege that we have been given. This world is in darkness, and the sinner cannot be connected with the Lord. There is no mixture between darkness and light. Where is this light? The darkness will go away. Where there is darkness, there is no light there. So that all the sinners are separated from God, are living in darkness. They cannot come to the Lord. And because of that, we are here. We are put on this world because of our role to shine the light of the Lord into the darkness so that they will know God. And this is our privilege to be part of God's plan to make the outlight shine in the dark world. And the key verse said, but now you are light in the world. That our relationship between us and God is the relationship that we have been sanctified for us. You and I, we have nothing else but to be responsible. But God has expressed his love to us while we were yet sinners. He expressed his love on us by his blood on the cross. And then we are sanctified by his love. We have accepted Christ's sacrifice for us to forgive our sins. And our life has been saved and been sanctified. And we are now the light of the world. There's a person who was blind. He tried to come to his friend's house. Even though he's blind, he could just know how to get to the other friend's house. So one in afternoon, he came to his friend's house. He could come there in an easy way because he knew the way there. And on the way home, and the friend said to him, why don't I give you a light? And the blind man said, I am blind. I do not need the light to go home. And his friend said, no, I want to prepare a life, not just for you, but for other people to see you. Because it's not outside. If you walk by yourself without the light, some car can hit you. Somebody can smash you as you walk on the road. On the game. Somebody hit him on the way back. And the man said, why don't you see my light? I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I have a light in my head, the blind man said. And said, I'm sorry, but your light is not shining. Maybe we have a light, but there is some reason that our light was shut off for some reason. Maybe out of oil or out of battery. There is some reason that our light is no longer with us. How can we become the light of God? If we are not the light of God, how can we carry out our responsibility for the gospel of God to go out? This world is in the darkness. They cannot come to the Lord. This is a fact. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for the fear that their deeds will be exposed. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have darkness? So there cannot be mixture between the light and darkness. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot know God because of sin. Dear congregation, if we are children of God, if we do not have the light in our life, we cannot come to God. The Bible says that everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Without Jesus, they cannot come close to God because of sin. And our Christian may have some evil deeds in our life that we do not want to come to the light because of our sins. Adam and Eve has committed sin against the Lord. They eat the forbidden fruit. And they had to hide away from the Lord immediately after they committed sin. They were afraid that the Lord will find out about their sin. But the word of God said, the light is in God. God is sort of light. In him there is light. And the light is the light is the light of the world. He is source of life. He is source of light as well. And John also told us that in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light and darkness cannot be mixed. The light has come into the world, but the world has not received the light. He put us into this world. For with the world, very important. Because we are the light of the world. Dear congregation, do we see our important role in this world or not? The light is important, it's necessary. Because from light, we can have life. When we grow a plant, or grow and raise some animal, everybody needs light to grow. So our role as a Christian is very important because we will bring life into this world. The Christians that has been light by the word of God, we will have to bring the light into darkness. So, city built on the hill cannot be hidden. The important of our world that Jesus is the light of God has been put on Golgotha to shine to all mankind. And the light there the city has been built up there to shine the light. Our Jesus, from Golgotha, he showed his light into the robber. All his life was evil, but next to him on the cross, he repented and he said, "Remember me." And Jesus said, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." The light of Jesus has shone in the apostles. They were living in fear, persecuted. But from time the light came into the apostles, they become strong. They preach the gospel, everyone around them. And even when they beat them up because of preaching the gospel, they will be rejoiced because of suffering for Christ. The light of Christ has shone upon Saul, and Saul persecuted many Christians at that time. Saul tried to kill many Christians there, but because of the light of Jesus, has changed into the Apostle Paul. Paul would never ever persecute again, but now preaching the gospel is the most important part of his life. He'd like to know Christ more and more. That's the most important thing, so that he can preach the word of God. When the light is shown, would bring a benefit to those of receiving the light. God has shown his light into that robber on the cross next to him, shown in Paul and James and his apostle. And that light also shone on my life and yours. We become a light. And when Paul wrote to the apostle in Ephesians, "Now you are the light in the world. Live as children of light." Do we see our role in this world? Even now, it doesn't matter who we are. Maybe we have some success and failure in this life, or our life will become as a status in the society, as high or low. It doesn't matter. We still are being used for God as the light of this world to bring benefits to the people around us. And that benefit is the saving grace of the Lord to all that come into contact with us. We have to recognize our role. God has put us here to become the light of the world, that we are the light of the world. That light is not morality of us. It's not our own role. That light is not our own goodness or any kind of other kind of goodness, but that light is belonging to Jesus shining in our lives. The experience that we have from the Lord, and that we can give our experience to those around us, to our children. Peter in our worship said, not just we bring our children to church, it's not enough. That's even good. But the parents, while we were at home, have to read the Bible to our child and son and daughter, to explain the Bible story, to teach the son and daughter how to pray, that they recognize that there is a God caring for their life. When they grow up, they will receive the light of Christ in their heart. In this world full of decay in morality, let us see our responsibility as the light of the world to shine the light into the dark world so that others can experience salvation. The second point is that God giving each one of us a responsibility. We are the light of the world. We have a role, but we also have a responsibility. In verse 15, Jesus said, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. is that they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. When we are established, the light is on a stand. We make the desk not to sit on, but to use for some other purpose. It's a chair with a purpose, has a purpose for us to sit. So each instrument has a particular purpose and responsibility. The light has been created to shine light. So it's not because a decoration and the light could not perform its responsibility, it is useless. When Jesus said, God gave us a responsibility, that is, to shine the light in for everyone. The world that we are living in here, we are asked by the Lord to have the responsibility. When we have this responsibility, God will not let you be alone or work by yourself. It's not that we work alone, but God will supply us with the tool for us to shine this light. And our responsibility to use the oil that's supplied by the Lord and the light that has been shown in the light. And then we shine this light into the dark world. As the Lord was said, do not look. If this light is not put under the bushel, it would not be shining. Nobody have a light and put it under the bowl. Or anybody who has a had a light and put it under or hide it away. It loses its responsibility. So God has created the light in your life and mine. And He will not put the light under any hidden place. So nothing can cover God's light. It is only us. And that wall has to be removed for the light to shine. And that's telling us that the responsibility that we have been given is not easy. There will be some challenges along the way that will hit the light away from others. It could be our busyness, could be our work, maybe some desire of other things that would make the light not achieve the responsibility. The more sin we have in our light, the more the light cannot be shown out. And in 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Why don't we love anything in the world? Is the challenging to have us shine the light because of sin. We have the wisdom to use many things in the world. But we do not let ourselves to be conformed to this world or love the things of this world that prevent us from shining the light into this dark world. Every way, the way we dress, the way we eat, the way we entertain ourselves, our activities, if we conform to this world, then all of that will have a negative impact in our life, and it becomes a deterrence for the light to be shown. When we conform to this world, in the way we dress, we conform to this world, the way we eat, well, anything that we imitate this world with this world, it will be a deterrence to us for shining the light into this world. So there's one time when we invited to Mr. Oop's house for a birthday party. Maybe some of us attended. and some of us attended that birthday party at Mr. Oak's house, and some friends also, non-Christian also came to attend the party. And in that party, and Miss Wan is a Catholic. She invited the Father Min to come as well. And I, myself, and other Christians are sitting in front. And around there, there are other tables with non-Christian. And then Father Min came to bring a bottle of wine and invite everyone. But nobody accepted this invitation drink. Father Min said, "Oh, I know, Pastor, you don't drink, but I'd like to invite everybody else in this table." But none of the people sitting are there. And so he poured some wine into a cup and invited. And we're thankful that none of us accept this drink from Father Min. And finally, one son said, and so someone stood up and said, "This table we do not drink." And then Father Min took a bottle of wine to others. And I feel very proud of us not accepting that drink. Because we are the light of the world. We do not conform to this world. I do not know what other times, but in that time, I'm very happy. Because also our Father in heaven also happy because we refuse to conform to this world and the way we eat and drink. In the power of darkness in this world, all these deterrents will always attack us, will always make us a deterrent, always remove us away from our responsibility. If that light cannot shine the light, what use is the light? God does not need that kind of light. God does not need the light that could not perform its responsibility. The Lord has supplied us the oil for the lamp. Our responsibility, do we make our light shine or not when we have all the supply from the Lord? In John chapter 15 verse 19 reads like this, "If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." So Jesus told his apostle this, though we are in the world, and because we have been chosen out to belong to him, that we will face the difficulty in this world. And all those who are unbelievers will make a challenge for us. Are we willing to pay a price to be the light of the world? Can we pay price to shine the light to others when the world hates us? Who, they hate you because they were in darkness. Because the world cannot be conformed with this world. They deny the Jesus. They hate Jesus. Say, because he hate me first, so that the world also hates you. To serve as the light of God is not simple, and not because of that we would forfeit our responsibility. No, with God, the light must shine. The light cannot shine, it's thrown away, because it's not needed by God. God needs the light that works. And if we shine the light, because we receive the light from our Lord Jesus, to be representative of Jesus on this earth, to shine his light to others. dear congregation. Last week I told you the wisdom of God and use the body of Christ to express His wisdom. God created this world. This world, sinful world. The holiness of God cannot accept sinners. And so, if God can appear, and the rest of the world will be destroyed because the holiness of God will destroy any unholiness of this world. But the love of God love everyone, all the sinners in the world. He brought Jesus into the world. In other words, God will have to carry the human form so He can comprehend us. He can understand our suffering. That's the wisdom of God to save us. He went and found this world. Many denied Jesus. God is using you and I to shine the light when we are put in this world so that others can see the light of Jesus in our life. That's the wisdom of God. And that is also our privilege to be used by the Lord. God has used many concrete images to express, to see our responsibility. For example, how can God change a sinner into a saint during this sinful world? How could that be possible? A sinner can become a saint. And one of the images is that a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. How can a caterpillar so ugly to become a beautiful butterfly? The caterpillar just crawling somewhere, but the butterfly flies around in freedom. Very beautiful. Everybody loves the color of the butterfly. Two completely different lives. Caterpillar is conformed to the ground, but the butterfly has the freedom. A changed life from a sinner into a saint in the image of the caterpillar becoming a bird. Completely different. God uses of this world to express that the responsibility that we have in this world. In the solar system, God created the sun. And the star that produces energy and light. And there are planets revolving around the sun. And the closest one, and then we have Venus and Mars, and then we have Earth as the third planet in the solar system. And around the Earth, there is also the moon rotating around the Earth. And because of science, we can understand the inner working of the solar system. In the Genesis, in the Bible, in the fourth, said, He put two kind of lights, the sun and the moon, to shine lights into the Earth. And so, with science, we know that the sun by a sign can give light. But with the moon, it cannot itself produce light. It only reflects the light from the sun. So God put these two sources of light as an influence on Earth. And God used the sun to shine into the moon so that we can see the moon at night reflecting the light of the sun. And from that moon, that we have the seasons due to the presence of the moon. And so God uses the influence of the sun and the moon to influence life on Earth. And because of the moon, we have the seasons to have tides on the ocean. And that's the image that represents for us to understand our creation has a value. The moon is much smaller than the sun, only probably 1/6 of the earth. There is no life on the moon, but the earth has life. There is no oxygen on the moon, but the earth does have oxygen. Nothing good on the moon to sustain life, but the earth does have everything to sustain life. But the moon is necessary for life on earth. It caused many of us to have seasons, to be planting and harvesting season. We have nothing to compare to the people of the world. They may be richer than us. They may be have more wisdom, more status in society than us. We practically have nothing compared to this world. But we have been chosen to give a responsibility that we are the light of the world. This is some God has given us this responsibility. Just like the fireflies, they have the ability to have the light at night. The fireflies is to attract the female fireflies. We could not give up. We are given in this world, the world, put light in our life to attract all those who are in the darkness. And that is what God gives us as responsibility. The important thing that do we see our responsibility or not? Or we say to God, and because I could not see my responsibility that you have given me, God, I'm not able to do it. A citizen must know the law to operate in this world. We must know the law of God. There is a story in France when a little boy, he found an egg and he took the egg back to the home so that they can put it under the warmth of the chicken to hatch. And it hatched. And it hatched into a swan. And then the mother chick did not want to accept the swan because it was swimming. So he shoo this swan toward the ducks. And so the chicken say, you do not belong to one of us because you swim in the lake. And so the chicken do not accept the swan. The swan is go to swim with the ducks in the lake. But the ducks said, I am black, but you have a white coat. You do not belong to us. So the ducks did not accept the swan. And they just shoo the swan away. And so the swan has to go away. And on the way, he met so many difficulty. Many are like using swan as a prey. And so the swan has to hide away. He knew that he was a swan, but he doesn't know if there are other swans around. And every day, and the outer coat began to grow. And now the swan can fly. And he flew up on the mountain and he looked down. Hey, there are other swans around there. Then he knew here is his home. He belonged to the swans. This story tells us that we are in the world full of traps by Satan, by the devil. The world hates the Christians, but do not forget that our responsibility, you and I, are the light in the world. We have to have the light and live as the light. Our responsibility to shine others to live as children of light. God is using our way of life to shine into this darkness. The coming to church is not enough. to put money into the box is not enough. It doesn't tell us about the light of life. The way we live to reflect how the Lord wants us to conduct our life, that is important. And one day, when the world hates us, they would despise us, but one day, you and I will be reunited with our God in heaven. It's a place where He has prepared a place for the believers. The third point is that God give us a purpose. We are the light of the world. We have a responsibility. Now we know that we have a purpose. In verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. When God created this world, all the creation reflect the glory of God. His creation reflects the glory, the mountains, the lake, the oceans. This great creation in all its color, its beauty reflects the glory of God. But God created human to also reflect His glory, but human fail in that realm because of sin, because of Satan, who want to create chaos in this world. The light has shined so that others can shine and glorify the Father in heaven. We have a responsibility to return to the original purpose, is to reflect the glory of God. How can our life be glorified to God? How could our children, how our friends will also glorify God through us? Each one of us has an influence with other people around us. Whether we are good or bad, remember that our life must reflect the glory of God. Each life has a different degree of brightness, but it has a purpose, is to give light. And when we drive on the freeway, but if there's a light that belongs next to us, then two lights from two cars will make the road brighter. And if there are two or three lights, then the portion ahead of us will be much brighter. But if somebody going the wrong way, it will shine our lights. And we know that if we have some car in the upper scenery shining into our eyes, and we are very uncomfortable when the lights might shine into our eyes while we're driving. And so the purpose of the light approaching from the car is shine into our eyes. So the light is shining into the way for us to know how to go, not into the eyes of somebody else. It will make others feel uncomfortable. And so, if the light is to shine into somebody's eyes, it will make that person very uncomfortable. But some of us who carry out the light in that way is to shine in somebody's eyes. We know that the traffic lights are made for a purpose, is to regulate the traffic. And that traffic light has a purpose. Green light means go. Light yellow is a warning, and red, we must stop. It regulates the traffic. And we see the traffic light system with the lights to regulate the traffic of the intersection. And so, because of the system, we have the safety of travel on the street. And when the lights that everybody will be more cautionary. So the life of a Christian is that we are put in this world. That we are the light in the church. Nobody lit the light and then put under a bushel, but put it on high to shine the light. We have the church. You have been chosen, put in church. And the church is the lampstand. And that lampstand, we have many lights on the lampstand to shine the light according to the responsibility of each of us. Whether it's red light or yellow light or red light, everybody will shine a different light. But each one of light has the same value. No light has less value. So many of us, we have different responsibility. We have different tasks. We do different activities. But each one is important in the light of God. Each one has first purpose to glorify our Lord. We are shining the light. Because Jesus said, I am the way. That means you and I will shine the light of God on the path. It's not that we can shine anywhere. Jesus is the way that the Christian must shine the light in that way to carry out our responsibility so others can see that way, Jesus' way, to worship and glorify God. There's a story about an old person and bring some picture to a famous artist named Dante Gabriel Rossetti. This is the artist in the 19th century. He brought a few artwork to this artist and asking about the value of that. And this artist was looking at a bunch of work, but he shook his head. These do not have any kind of values. And this old man said, so can I see you another time? So then I can bring other artwork to you for your evaluation. And the next time he brought some other artwork and gave it to the artist for evaluation. And he said, these are valuable ones. These are meaningful artwork. But if that person who drew this can be encouraged, can be trained, and I guarantee you, this person will become famous artist. Is it your son? And the old man said, no. He was sad because he said, the artwork I brought you before, those belong to my son. But this now, when I brought these artwork, these are the ones I have created. Why didn't you continue to develop your ability? The way you created this artwork is wonderful, said the artist. And because when I was drawing those artwork, nobody encouraged me. Nobody evaluated me. Nobody, including my friends, could appreciate what I have done. So, finally, I gave up. I did not continue my profession. And the artist Rossetti said, if anyone awaiting an encouragement, that someone to encourage you, to lift them up, to create the life, it put a meaning in the artwork. But none of us can become famous artists. I thought that it's better that we have to recognize our own ability, what can cause our life to have meaningful, then we determine to follow that profession. And then artists, then you will become one of the famous artists. And I think that this is some regret of this famous artist evaluating the artwork of this old person. But us, we always have been encouraged by the Lord. We have been lifted up by the Lord. We always been to recognize by the Lord to have value. We are the light of the world. Shine your light into others so that they can see your light and glorify God, our Father in heaven. Dear congregation, in Matthew chapter 14 that we have read for this, and this is the Sermon on the Mount. So many times, but it is not old. It is the foundation for us to conduct our life in this earth. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You must shine the light so that others can see and glorify your Father in heaven. We are thankful because we still have the privilege of being the light of the world. He's still using our lives. If our light could not be put on the lampstand, that means the church. If our light still have the lots of oil to go the long way, which is the Holy Spirit, which represents the oil of the light. If we can carry out our responsibility to shine the way of the Lord Jesus. And that is Jesus Christ, the way for everyone to follow. Are we living the right purpose? Without the right purpose, we will lose the shininess of the light. We will be useless among this dark world. And if our light cannot be shined like that, that become useless to the Lord. Let the Lord help us. And the keepers that we have will encourage us as well. In Ephesians 5 verse 8. Let's all stand and read this key verse to remind us of our responsibility of us in this dark world. Let's all read together. Now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Let's read one more time. Now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Let's pray. We are thankful, Lord. Praise God because we have been chosen as your light in this world to shine your light into this dark world. May we are thankful because you have chosen us. We have the Holy Spirit so that our light can shine into this dark world. You have chosen, they have the privilege to keep, to let the light on, to shine the way of Jesus. Many times we will forget our responsibility. We could not see our role in this world. And sometimes we forget our purpose in life. But may the word to remind each one of us the role that we are the light that have put here by the Lord. To see our responsibility to that shine, to shine above all around, so that we could not be deterred by any other kind that shine, prevent us to shine the light. So that our lives can be glorified God, and others can see our life and glorify our Father. May we fulfill our responsibility until the day we see Jesus. We will not regret that we have lived many unmeaningful days on this earth. But instead, many days of our life will be meaningful as we become the light of this world. Your light, Lord. May the Lord help us to see our meaning and purpose in life. May you bless each one of us here, and as well as those who are following through live stream. May we see our role in this church so that we will be of one heart. We use our heart and mind to decide that we will be the light of this world for those who are lost in this dark world. Maybe our children, maybe our relatives still in darkness, maybe our friends that have not known Jesus, that their life will end up in eternal punishment. May you help us to see our responsibility. We are thankful for today's lesson. We continue to give us the opportunity to serve you. May we live as the light of the Lord. We give thanks and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.